Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. NXT is tonight, and Stephanie McCure is defending two titles on one show. Got a match against Jada Parker, another against Fallon Henley. And we got an NXT Heritage Cup match. So we'll talk about that. Dynamite is tomorrow with a lot of stuff scheduled for the show. And then, of course, we've got all of the news from the last couple of days, including the Raw report from last night, which was just sort of there. I mean, this WrestleMania build is, it's just sort of been there. It's all very predictable. You know exactly what the matches are going to be. They're building towards them in a very generic way. And we still got a long ways to go. Still got 3 weeks left until WrestleMania. So, you know, maybe they can light that dynamite. I don't know. But anyway, we'll talk about that. Plus, they got some more stuff announced for WrestleMania weekend, including, if you can believe this, WrestleMania After Dark. Yeah. How about that? Soraya says she's got a big announcement coming up. We got some ratings notes from Collision, which, of course, was split into 2 one-hour specials and had NCAA March Madness lead-ins. Cain Velasquez is going to be serving time, although probably not a lot of time. The Ric Flair Act has been introduced as a bill in North Carolina. We got SmackDown ratings and plenty more. If you want to text us today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Ranching is risky business. My father survived the Dust Bowl, and I know that supplemental income, such as oil, was hugely helpful. That oil is now gone, but today we have 50 wind turbines, and with them, a new lease on life for this ranch. Change is scary, but everything that we have as a cherished tradition was once brand new. So that's how I look at it. I've been a cattle rancher for my entire life, and now I'm a wind farmer too.
Sponsored by the American Clean Power Association.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com.
Sun's out, guns out, look at you.
How come every time I wear a tank top, it's like all anybody can talk about? Even the Twitter, the Observer Twitter, had to make a comment as they're putting up a post about this show. That was abrupt. But it is sun's out, guns out. It's 71 degrees.
It's awesome.
Do you know the last time it was 71 degrees here in Bothell?
Last fall.
Might have been July. But anyway, I am partying in sunshine today.
I see that.
Yes.
And I just want to let you know something, dude, because we've been
how
going,
muscular I am. Thank you, I appreciate that. I'm training for that that old man's gimmick that Janelle's doing.
The old man gimmick that Janelle's doing.
Janella, you didn't hear about
Janella?
This?
No.
All right, tell me your thing, and I'll find it.
Well, I just wanted to let you know, unlike some other people that you might do shows with, because I know it's going to come up later on today. I just want to let you know that you have enough Sangre Azteca. You have enough Latino blood. You have enough Chicano in you. You have enough heritage in you to be able to have a valid take on the Chad Gable situation with El Grande Americano.
I do. I can tell you all about it in a second here.
But I'll cut you off. Oh, no, I won't do that.
Don't even think about it. So Joey Janela has got at spring break the senior scramble. To be in this match, you must be 55 or older, and it will be the oldest combined age in one match in the history of this business. And I already asked him to please reserve my spot for 2030. I will come out of retirement for the senior scramble. So
I'm for it.
And then I'm going to go to Denny's and get the senior scramble because I'll have the old person's discount by then.
Oh, man.
Yes.
You'd be wearing your slip-on Skechers and everything.
Although I did just realize that now that I read it, I thought it was going to be like a battle royal. Now I hear it's a scramble. I might have to work.
Well, here's the thing. You don't want it. It depends on how old some of these folks are and the condition they're in. You don't want them taking the over-the-top bump to the floor. You don't want that. But well, I can almost bet you Ricky Morton's going to be involved, and that makes me happy.
Well, you guys want to hear about El Grande Americano?
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked about it with Dave. He violently disagreed. We all have an opinion. I am Hispanic. And Ernesto Ocampo of Boxy Lucha, he didn't like what they did on the show last night.
It's a magazine.
Said that a lot of Hispanic fans were insulted by it. And hey, listen.
Up in arms.
Hey, if you're insulted by it, that's fine. You're allowed to be insulted by whatever you want. But I watched it, and what they were doing was Chad Gable is pretending that he's a luchador. He is wearing a Lucha Libre mask and pretending that he is not Chad Gable. And on the show last night, they had a video package, The History of El Grande Americano. And it was like one of those, you know, when someone passes away, they do that video, the tribute to them. And he had done one to himself. It aired on the show. And this is the key. They immediately cut to Adam Pearce. And he's like, I am disgusted. We had to air that. And Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee are there. And they're absolutely disgusted.
Called him a donkey.
And up walks Chad Gable. And Chad says, I know I was supposed to have a match tonight, but I'm sick. I have a doctor's note to prove it. He gives it to Pierce. Pierce somehow determines it's legit. So he says, well, I guess you can't wrestle tonight. And then Chad says, well, how about old Dragon Lee faces El Grande Americano tonight? And Dragon Lee's ready to just pummel this guy. And he goes, I'll do it. And so Adam Pierce signs a match. And so away they go. And so I presume that what insulted people was the video, right?
Apparently.
Or is it the character?
I don't know.
Is it the character or is it the video?
WWE, I don't know. I think it's, I don't know.
Because as somebody pointed out to me today, and I hadn't thought about this, but they're correct. Mm-hmm. With the exception of the video package, how is El Grande Americano any different from Harley Graham? They're literally exactly the same. There's somebody putting on a mask, pretending to be a luchador, and pretending that they're not who they actually are. It's literally exactly the same. I didn't hear anyone ever complain about Harley Graham. So that tells me it must be the video, right? The video that the Chad Gable character provided to the company, like
his own iconography.
I do not understand personally. If you don't like it, that's fine. But I personally was not offended by it in any way. And you know, somebody had a great idea here, which is, hey, you know, we need a match for Mania. You know, how about El Grande Americano versus Rey Mysterio, mask versus mask?
Yeah.
Rey unmasks a guy, humiliates him. I mean, I am not offended by this. If you are, you're welcome to be, but I just...
I didn't even know it was a controversy until this morning. I got to be honest. I was not online searching for it or anything like that, and the outrage did not reach my well-curated timeline, I guess.
And actually, hey, let me add one other thing, because Spit Take here has a good spit take.
All right.
I've seen AAA and CMLL do the offensive foreign heel gimmick for years.
What about Art Barr and Eddie?
All the time. They've done it for decades.
Yeah.
And what's the point of it?
Mark Jindrak.
The point of it is to get some heat, and then the baby faces humiliate the. I mean, I don't know, man.
Well, in playing off of real life tensions, which is something wrestling has always done, and people are going to either be for that or not be for that, depending on what side is being insulted in the moment. But I thought the only controversy was what Matthew from Botchamania tweeted out there, and he is very right about this. What a craptastic AI job was done. El Grande Americano, six fingers, okay? Six fingers.
That's
on one hand.
Literally part of the stupidity of the thing. God. Okay, now people are saying, okay, so listen, I was unaware of this. Is this true? In the video, did they reference the Gulf of America?
Probably. He was announced from there.
He was?
Yeah.
Okay, I absolutely would not have done that. Because now you're actually bringing politics into it. And once you're doing that, it's like you don't need that. Just take that aspect out, and it's just every other goofy idiot doing something to push the buttons of the baby faces. So, yeah, I would not have done that.
I'm not offended by it,
but I wouldn't have done it.
I'm not offended by it, and they probably didn't need to do it, but if you're doing this, you might as well, I guess, lean into it. I mean, the most inoffensive thing, I guess you could say, is the Gulf of America with where they could actually go with this. So if that's as deep as they're going to dip their toe in that, then that's fine. And you can have American made. They're looking like complete fools in what they're dressed up in, looking like American flags and eagles and all that stuff. And they can get their comeuppance alongside El Grande Americano.
Well, anyway, we'll talk about Raw a little bit later on today, but a couple of news notes. Yes, WrestleMania After Dark has been announced. What an irony. April 17th through April 20th in Las Vegas.
And that's not the roast, right?
Nah, well, I mean, it might be part of it. I mean, they've got a giant list of things.
Oh, boy.
But it's actually hilarious what they're listing here. Like, the Thursday welcome dinner and launch party at Liv, which is not Liv Morgan, it's a place. But they've got appearances.
Is that the Saudis?
From Bianca, Charlotte, and Rey. They got some performances, Valentino Khan, some others. And then they mentioned we got dinner. American Wagyu tenderloin, Peking duck, chicken skewers. They got a menu on here.
Did you choose this?
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live.
We haven't been canceled. That's good.
I'm not plugging this WrestleMania After Dark. Because why would you go there when you can go to our stuff?
Yeah.
Because you know what? Yeah, they might have some Wagyu there, but you know what? Ours is a lot cheaper and you get pizza. Yeah. And you don't have to pay extra for the beef when you go to the all-you-can-eat steakhouse because it's all you can eat. So, anyway, we got a lot of stuff at 4wonline.com/Vegas. We got a night two WrestleMania. We got two post suite parties after the shows. And I think tickets for both of those are available. If you're going to WrestleMania, you can head over to the suite afterwards and get pizza. I have a party. It's a suite party. We've got Fogo de Chao Saturday at noon. That's an all-you-can-eat Brazilian steakhouse. Wicked Spoon Brunch on Sunday, which is also all-you-can-eat. And then we have a night two watch party. Night one is sold out. So night two may be sold out, too. So too bad. But if you want to go to any of this stuff, f4wonline.com/Vegas. That is f4wonline.com/Vegas. Sweet parties. There's going to be pizza. Liquor. It's going to be a fun time.
It's not too bad, Brian. Don't say that. It's an opportunity for those people then to take advantage, use that money they were going to use for the post show, and use it for one of the other events taking place, including that Q&A with you and Dave.
Yeah, that Q&A Friday at noon at the Palms. Come meet and greet. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tonight, NXT, Stephanie Vaquer has two title defenses. NXT Women's title opens a show with Jada Parker. And presumably, the Fallon Henley North American title match closes the show. I think she's either losing that title to Fallon or she is defending both successfully. But I don't think she's losing both. No chance of that.
I think she's beating Fallon and losing to Jada. What do you think of that?
No, I don't think you're going to kick off with a loss. I think they would have done the other way around.
Yeah.
Then we got Lexus King versus Javon Evans for the Heritage Cup. That should be interesting. Don't think we've had anything added new to Dynamite. Kenny Omega versus Blake Christian. Kyle Fletcher versus Brody King. Mark Briscoe versus Takeshita.
I'm still getting over all three of those.
Hobbs versus Mark Davis.
That too.
Tony Storm and Thunder Rosa versus Megan Bain and Penelope Ford. FTR has a sit-down interview, and MJF responds to MVP's offer. There's like a big thing on our board yesterday about this Kenny Omega-Blake Christian match, and people are going on and on about the day that I decide if I want to see a match because it's going to draw a quarter or not is the day. I'm like, dude, you can not care at all about ratings, not care at all about quarters, not care at all about a match is going to do, and still ask the simple question, why is Kenny Omega facing Blake Christian? Was there an angle? Did Blake Christian show up and cut a promo? Did he challenge him somewhere? Nothing. They just announced, this will be a match on Wednesday. You can want more without caring about how it's going to do on the show.
You can. And that is pulling back and giving a larger view about it. But you can also, if you're out there watching and listening, you can get a tight focus on it. And just remember that you're a fan and it doesn't matter. You're not going to reap, you know, financial benefits. Tony Khan is not sending you a check. Nick Khan is not sending you a check. You can also just enjoy the fact that Kenny Omega is going to probably get a win here, as he should, in a match that probably is going to be incredibly fun, especially if you're a Kenny Omega fan and have somehow not seen Blake Christian. So you can also just be a fan about it and enjoy the moment. Call me crazy.
And then we got Slam Dunk Weekend. I don't have the quarters yet, but I think everyone knows exactly how the quarter hours did. They both followed NCAA March Madness. Saturday episode, 554,000 viewers, up 35.8%, a 0.20 in 18 to 49, up 100%. And then the Sunday episode, actually, I don't even know how, did better, 584,000.
And better games on leading in.
I guess so. 0.22 in 18 to 49. And essentially what happened is they had like over a million viewers and some giant, like over a 1.0 in 18 to 49 in the first like minute that these shows went on the air. And obviously it collapsed afterwards, but you know, at the end of the day, what's the point of all of this? Well, you're trying to sell advertising to sponsors. And the sponsor isn't going to go, okay, well, that show averaged such and such over the last quarter, but can we get the minute by minute to see how much of it was leading? It's like, what did the shows do? What's the average? And if you can get a million viewers and a 1.0 for 3 minutes, and then the show collapses afterwards, well, that's the way things work in TV. And they averaged a 554 and a 0.20 and a 584 and a 0.22. And I'm sure the network is quite pleased.
We never hear about the billions and trillions of YouTube minutes anymore, really. Those have all gone now.
It's pointless.
Nope, now we're all just to the stream.
I mean, WWE will mention it whenever they get a chance. You know, John Cena's moment was the most watched moment in the history of wrestling. What does that mean? Realistically, nothing. But it's a stat that they can throw out there. Cain Velasquez is going to serve maybe a year. He has been sentenced to 5 years, but he's getting credit for more than 3.5 years of time served. He was incarcerated for 8 months, spent the remainder of that time with an ankle monitor. And, you know, I could probably tell parts of the story now. I was at a place, I won't mention the name, but it was in Bellevue. And I got some friends that work there. And they sell things including jewelry. And
Sage the pawn shop.
I was in there one day and talking to my buddy. And this dude comes in and he wants to look at something. And I remember I winked at my buddy like, "You're going to make some money now, brother. I'll see you around." So I left. So I got in the car. And I start to try to leave the parking lot. And there's some idiot sitting there in his car right in the middle of the parking lot. And he's like blocking the way out. I'm like, all right. I got stuff to do. I got Observer Live or something. And he's just sitting there. I like flash my lights like, "Let's go, buddy. It's a parking lot." Some other guy's trying to pull out, can't. So finally, I'm going around this guy one way or the other. So I start to go around him, and it's that thing where, like, your mirror is, like, this close to the other guy's mirror, but you manage to squeeze on through. And I went home. And then, about 20 minutes later, get a text from my buddy. Place got robbed. Guy was looking at something, and he grabbed it, and he ran. And my buddy and my other buddy and another buddy all chase after this guy. And like it's like a brawl. This guy jumps into the car, and then one of my buddies tries to get in, and the guy slams the door on him and hurts his arm. And then my other guy tried to stand in front of the car, and the driver's like, "See ya!" And he just guns it, and my other buddy had to like dive out of the way like some movie scene. And these guys, like, you know, they get out of there. And so I start putting two and two together, and I realize, that's the same guy that I winked to my buddy, "You're going to make a sale." That was the guy. And the idiot in the parking lot that was blocking me, that was a getaway car. If I had just sat there for like 30 more seconds, it would have all unfolded right in front of me. So anyway, what's the point of this story? Well, you know, they got a they got some security footage, okay? So they get a good clean shot of the guy that did the robbery. And then the person who did the robbery, you know, you have to buzz in to get inside because, like, it's not like in the mall. It's like a standalone. So you have to buzz to get in, then the door locks so no one else can get in. Well, this idiot thought it was also you couldn't get out unless they buzzed you. And so there was an accomplice, some lady, and her job when it was time was to push the button, and then she'd open the door, and then he'd grab and go. This lady's wearing Crocs, pink Crocs. She was involved in, like, a sprinting getaway. She decided she was going to do this in pink Crocs. So anyway, they get a picture of this lady. But there's no video of the driver. And it turned out that he had tinted windows and you couldn't see in to see the guy or whatever. So it was like, oh, man, well, you know, probably get the kid or the guy that grabbed everything. You know, ladies, pink Crocs. I mean, maybe we'll get her or whatever. But man, I don't know if we're going to be able to get the driver. So I'm, like, talking to my buddy about this and that. And then turns out, oh, you know, the guy that did it, we got a lead on him and this and that. This is over the next couple of weeks, I'm hearing more stories. Ah, you know, the police think they got the guy that took everything, but still not sure about the driver or whatever. So about a month later, I hear from my buddy, and he goes, got him. I said, oh, yeah, yeah? He goes, yep. The guy that took the stuff was exactly who we thought it was. And I said, well, how'd you get the driver? Like, tinted windows, and there was no plates or anything on the car? He goes, guy was on parole. He's wearing his ankle monitor. He was wearing his ankle monitor during the robbery. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This guy wants an After Dark on parking lot stories. I got another one for you.
All right.
I was teaching class one day, and we had a new lady that started. Her name was Rosie. And first day of class, I was like, what can I teach? I got a newbie here. I got to teach something fairly easy. And so I decided we're going to go over the rear naked choke. Any idiot can do it. You know, boom, boom, squee, blah, blah, blah. So spent the class, you know, going over the rear naked choke or whatever. And, hey, how'd you like class? Oh, it's fun. Hey, if you want to sign up, blah, blah, blah. And she leaves. And then, like a week later, she comes back. She goes, oh, my God, I got to tell you this story. I was like, oh, yeah? She goes, I went to this grocery store. And I parked, and I was going in to get my groceries, and as I'm going in, this guy's, like, yelling at his lady, his wife, or whoever, and they're, like, yelling at each other, and it was kind of uncomfortable, but I was like, oh, man. So she goes into the store and gets her groceries, and she's coming back out, and this guy is, now it's, like, it's still going on, and not only that, as she's like, heading to the car with her cart, this dude throws this lady on the ground and starts pummeling. And Rosie's like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. She's, like, just petrified, doesn't know what to do. And so, like, she's close, and she walks up behind this guy, and she goes, whoosh, 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 and she squeezes. She goes, I was so scared. I didn't know what to do, so I just didn't let go. This dude went to sleep. And all these other people run over, and they, you know, they hold this guy down, and the cops come and everything like that, and she's just, like, white, and she's shaken. But, like, she saved this lady. And, like, the cops come up afterwards, and, you know, these tough, big, tough cops, and this guy goes, just, I gotta tell you, lady, professionally, I have to tell you this. Don't ever do something like that again. Do you understand me? Personally, that was awesome. That was that. So anyway, save that lady with a rear naked choke.
Did you ask her then if she got a reward and if she was going to split it with you?
No, but I told her the exact same thing. Don't do stuff like that, okay? I mean,
and also, when are you going to sign up?
I am glad that she did that, but, like, that's a dangerous thing to do. That's just a dangerous thing to do. A bill introduced in North Carolina could pave the way for a new Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame museum. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
WRAL is
TV station
reporting, yes, the Ric Flair act. I know we all thought the same thing. We all would have thought the same thing.
What, that it was something to keep Ric Flair away from you?
And create a professional wrestling hall of fame. The bill would direct the money to the North Carolina Department of Natural and Cultural Resources to study the possibility. The agency would need to report its findings to lawmakers by the summer of 2026. Sticker Red says, well, she saved the lady. What would you have recommended? Well, you're in a parking lot surrounded by people. Like, get a whole bunch of people together. Like, don't try and do it on your own. I mean, you can make whatever decision you want, but, like, people have knives. People have guns. It's like Hicks and Gracie, okay? You guys know Hicks and Gracie?
Wait, I know Hicks
okay,
and Gracie.
Okay, here's the thing. If you know, yes, anything about the Gracie family or jiu-jitsu, okay, it's all politics. It's infighting. It's family issues. There's this side. There's that side. Whatever. It doesn't matter what side of the family you're on.
Nobody,
it doesn't matter if you're a Gracie or a non-Gracie or whatever. Everybody in that era agreed, there's one guy that you don't mess with, and that's Hicks and Gracie, okay? There's one guy. And people said bad things about this guy. They said bad things about that guy. They said bad things about, they never said anything about Hickson because he was just at another level. And everyone goes, oh, well, you know, I saw his fight with such and such, and he wasn't that good, and he would get killed nowadays. You can think whatever you want, but you can ask anybody from that era, anybody. There's nobody that's going to say, yeah, well, you know what, we rolled once and I tapped him, but he didn't talk about it. Nobody. They all say the exact same thing, which is, it doesn't matter who you were, you rolled with that guy, and when it was over, you were like, I don't even know what that guy's doing, but it ain't jiu-jitsu. It's just a different thing than what everybody else is doing. And he would go to a seminar, and there'd be every belt and every black belts all the way up, and he'd just sit there, and it'd be one at a time, tap him out, go all the way through the line. So anyway, carried a gun. Because that's real life. So you got to be careful when stuff like that happens, because people carry guns, they carry knives, you know? You know what happened to Ken Shamrock when two untrained nasty boys attacked him? They damn near killed him.
Yeah, literally.
Because he knew his stuff, but it was 2-on-1. That's real life. Not, hey, you know, I know a little bit of stuff, and I'm going to go take out six guys. I think he's Steven Seagal.
I'm saying a Bruce Lee movie.
Anyway, this gimmick here.
Yes.
$500,000. The bill would earmark $500,000.
I could have did it for 50.
To study, not to create a pro wrestling Hall of Fame, but to study the possibility of creating a Hall of Fame. Where are these people with $500,000 that are looking for people to study wrestling? Where are these people?
I don't know, but as somebody, I don't know if I like being typecast or not. As somebody from, you know, the general area that all they like is NASCAR and college basketball and professional wrestling. But if they're going to do this, boy, the Carolinas would be a wonderful place for them to go ahead and do that. But why $500,000 needed to be commissioned for a study for something like this, I have no idea whatsoever. Those dollars could probably be spent better elsewhere, but who am I to say anything? Go for it.
This person goes, the Pro Wrestling Museum existing as a physical location. No, this isn't even about making it.
No.
This is
about
a study
commissioned
yes.
to investigate it.
Yes.
By the way, a bipartisan committee. It was one Democrat and
I'm glad everyone agrees.
Yes.
Actually, I'm appalled anyone agrees.
We got to do it while Bob Caudill's still alive, for heaven's sakes.
All right, some raw notes. We had a John Cena promo, and
it was long.
Man, brother, it was like he was waiting 25 years to just cut a generic promo. He's angry at the fans. They all suck. They're all losers. They're all horrible. They're all mean to him. He didn't like they made fun of his spinner title. Too bad,
well,
brother, it sucked.
No, wait, hold on. Time out. I know anything not the Winged Eagle is garbage to you, but I would say that the U.S. title spinner belt was great. The world title one, not so much, but the U.S. title one, fantastic.
Anyway, he vowed, and I 25 years, this is what he came up with. His goal is to win the title and retire with it, which he says will ruin wrestling for fans, for wrestlers, for everyone, because then they will have to make up a fake belt. What? How many frickin' fake belts? Literally, your spinner belt was a fake belt.
Doesn't his benefactor have a people's championship that was fake given to him by the Ali family that he made for himself?
I don't know, man. So then Cody comes out, and he vows not to let him take the belt with him. You know, this would be a little bit better if we at least had one world title. We have two. Who cares?
I have a feeling we're just in 2 weeks of limbo here before we heat up for the last 2 weeks leading into Mania. I just think with Saturday night's main event, with Netflix debut, with a lot of the big boom of the ushering in WrestleMania season. Man, I think we've gotten to the point where it's like, okay, I wish probably 2 weeks could be lumped out of this, because it's not awful, but it does feel like a lot of filling time.
And we had some other stuff. Lyra beat Raquel in the Intercontinental title match via cradle. And then she was attacked. Bayley ran down. Looks like a tag match incoming. So they did something that I actually thought was quite clever. They're doing a match with Jey Uso, and him and Jimmy beat Waller in theory, and then afterwards Gunther runs in. So Jey goes to the corner to spear him, but he slips, and this allows Gunther to guillotine him and ground and pound him and beat him down. And so the story is that Jey doesn't have his head on straight. And so a couple of weeks ago where he did that that dive that he does all the time and he screwed it up and he almost fell on his head and killed himself, now they're trying to claim that that's like their storyline explanation for it. It wasn't an actual botch. It was a planned botch. But they're not saying that, obviously. It's just like they're trying to cover for him almost killing himself. Yeah, he's Sabu now. So anyway, Jimmy gave him a big pep talk. This Jey, he says, this clumsy oaf, he ain't beating Gunther. You better get your head on straight, brother. We had a Adam Pearce segment where essentially he made it very clear, you can't just sign a contract, Rhea. This is not official. It is still Bianca and Io at WrestleMania. So Bianca comes out and Rhea comes out and Io comes out and they all argue. And Pearce finally says, next week, Rhea versus Io for the title. Rhea versus Io. Winner gets Bianca at WrestleMania. So they're very much teasing it's not going to be a three-way, but we all know it's going to be a three-way. We've got a lot of multi-person matches.
Rhea is hungry like the wolf.
El Grande Americano and Dragon Lee was great. Like, that match was great.
Yes. During the commercial, it was really great, too, for those who didn't get a chance to see it. They were doing stuff during there that was fantastic as well. So when you throw the gimmick to the side, Chad Gable working with all of these guys is great.
It's not just that. It's like, you know, we mentioned Harley Graham, but, like, that's purely a silly gimmick. El Grande Americano, Chad's actually trying to do Lucha Libre. Like, he's doing the El Santo flying headbutt, and he's doing all, like, he tried some, like, a diving Rana off the... I mean, he's trying to do Lucha Libre as part of making this gimmick work.
Wait till he does a running rope walk. That ought to be something.
Made a Punk promo, which is pretty good. No Roman, no Seth. But he wants him in London. And the main event was Braun Breaker and Penta for the Intercontinental title, which was a very good match with a stupid DQ finish. And Dom ran in. And basically the idea is that Dom wants Penta to join to the Judgment Day. So he gave him a chair and he wanted him to clobber old Braun Breaker. But instead Penta threw the chair at Dom and super kicked him in his face. And then Finn destroyed Penta. So we might actually get Penta and Braun versus Dom and Finn. Which is a bizarre match, but I'll take it.
It's awesome.
Yeah. In the end of the day, it was like a solid show. But like on the road to WrestleMania, you expect a little more than just, nah, it was a fine show. And yes, I did have to figure out a way to get through those commercials again. I think it'll be back to normal next week. But they're trying to make their money. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k?
Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Tonight on the Brian and Vinny Show, if you're a subscriber at 4wonline.com, and if you're not, by the way, you can sign up here at WrestleMania season. Got a lot of discount offers. F4WOnline.com/new for new subscribers. Or you can do podcast-only subscriptions for $9.99 a month on Apple, FRWOnline.com/Apple, YouTube, FRWOnline.com/YouTube, or Spotify, FRWOnline.com/Spotify. Get all the shows, 84 shows a month, all the Observer Lives, Observer Radio, Brian and Vinny Show, etc. And tonight on the Brian and Vinny Show, it is the weekly Granny Show. Granny is going to appear, which is always something. And also, Mid-South Wrestling Season 6, Episode 18. If you go on old Peacock, Mid-South Wrestling Season 6, Episode 18. You can watch it and follow along with us. And it is a show and a half, brother. Last week's show was so bizarre. It was the most preposterously booked show. Like, it was just crazy. I mean, we see some goofy booking nowadays, but like it was such a logically booked, simple show, and then all of a sudden it was like Russo showed up. Like, just, it was bizarre. But anyway, that's tonight. Season 6, Episode 18 of Mid-South Wrestling on the Brian and Vinny Show. You can watch it on YouTube live at 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern tonight. So join us for a good time. And if you got nice weather, enjoy that today as well. Because I'm out of here to enjoy it. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, I'm in the studio. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.